This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year, Idaho high school students participate in Law Day. It's an event to help students better understand the law as well as our legal system. And this year's event had a special project, a podcast contest for high school students. So joining us today to talk more about this are Carrie Scheffler, the law-related education director at the Idaho Law Foundation, and a high school student, Eleanor Smith, one of the winners of the contest. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So Carrie, I want to start with you. Can you talk a little bit about your organization itself in case people aren't aware of it?
Yeah, the I work for the Idaho Law Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the state legal bar, and my program is law-related education. Our program works to help the public better understand the law and our legal system. We have programs like this podcast contest, as well as the Idaho High School Mock Trial Program, and a publication we put out called 18 in Idaho that helps young people understand the laws they need to know when they become adults.
So why is it so important to have days like Law Day? I mean, in particular for, you know, focusing on high school students, because these events like the mock trial, like you said, Idaho Law Day, these have been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, you know, I just think that our job is really to reinforce the great work that Idaho educators are doing to help young people become civic minded. Our hope is that students can learn about the rule of law so that they'll become better and more participating members of their communities when they become adults.
And Eleanor, what's it like for you to participate in days like this? I mean, it's Law Day is normally May 1st. You're usually in school. That wasn't the case this year. I mean, not, you know, physically in the school building, but what's it like?
It's kind of interesting. So there's no class time or anything given to do any of this stuff. So it was all kind of extracurricular and I don't know, something to do. I've been more interested in podcasting than I was in like Law Day, the subject, but it was a really fun experience to like take the prompt and kind of run with it and figure out what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, so Carrie, tell us about the podcast challenge itself and how you came up with this idea in particular.
I've wanted for our Law Foundation to do something special for Law Day for several years now, but I wanted it to be something that was unique and maybe a little bit off the beaten track. And so instead of doing an art contest or an essay contest, which are also great activities, we decided to do a podcast contest instead. And so we asked students working on their own or in groups of two or three students to put together a 5 to 10 minute podcast that's based on a prompt. And this year, and it's also related to the National Law Day theme, which this year was the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment.
So with that, Carrie, So as Eleanor said, kids had to work this was extracurricular to do this. And had you done a podcast challenge before, or was this new this year?
We started the podcast contest, I think it was 4 years ago, but it's just taken a while for it to catch on. And this year, for whatever reason, it kind of caught fire. And it might be for a number of reasons, one being students had a little bit more space at home to work on educational projects. But we've also done a lot more work this year to raise funds for the prize money and also to do what we could to make the public more aware that this was going on.
So how many entrants did you have for the podcast challenge?
We ended up with 12 entrants from all over the state. We had two from North Idaho, and then the rest of the students were from schools in the Treasure Valley area.
Well, I think you're right. It's because, as Eleanor said, kids were looking for something to do. So you gave them something to do. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Carrie Scheffler. She is the law-related education director at the Idaho Law Foundation, and high school student Eleanor Smith. She is one of the winners of this year's podcast challenge. So Eleanor, I would love to hear about your idea, like kind of how you came up with it and then how you implemented this podcast.
Yeah. So it was all about like why your vote should matter or like why you should be voting on the anniversary of the 19th Amendment. And so I thought like the easiest way to convey why your vote is important and why you should vote is to explain where people think people don't think their vote matters, I guess, kind of reverse engineer it. So I like drew originally in my like concept phase, whatever, I drew an upside down pyramid and then just filled in the rungs up until the point where it's like, you should vote because your vote is important. And then just kind of filled it through that way to try and like convince people to vote. So that was the plan.
And then did you interview people for the podcast? Like how did it, like kind of what was that end product? How did it sound?
Yeah, I did. So I interviewed Dr. Gary Moncrief. He's a retired professor at
University. We know ESU. Dr. Moncrief. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He's a really nice guy. So I interviewed him about political socialization and like where you get your opinions about voting, like how you develop that as a kid. And I originally wanted to email this like professor from Iowa, but it was in the middle of the primaries and she was very busy. I went for someone else. And so it was just a whole process. It was really fun. I like snuck into the AV closet after school and interviewed Dr. Moncrief.
I love it. I love it. So Eleanor, any interest now in going into the law field or just more interested in podcasting?
I'm more interested in podcasting. I really love journalism. So I'm going up to University of Montana next year to like study the process and figure out how I can make my podcast better.
Well, good luck to you on that.
Thank you.
And so Carrie, can people listen to the podcast?
Yes, I have them. They are on our website. Is it okay if I share what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. And we can put it on our website too, but yes, share it.
Great. Yeah. If you go to idaholawfoundation.org, there's a link on our main page to the podcast. And I definitely encourage people to listen. The work that these young people did was amazing. And they're not, it's all 12 podcasts are there, but there's also in particular links to the top three.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking some time today and talking with us. We've been talking with Carrie Scheffler. She is the Law-Related Education Director at the Idaho Law Foundation, and high school student Eleanor Smith, soon to be going to the University of Montana, one of the winners of the podcast challenge. Thanks, both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to let you know that coming up on Monday's show, we are looking back on the 40th anniversary of the Mount St. Helens eruption. This volcano that happened in Washington State spread ash all over the globe, including here in Idaho. So were you there that day? What do you remember? We want to hear your stories. You can tell us by recording a voice memo using your smartphone, and then you email that recording to us. So the email address is idahomatters@boisestate.edu. If you prefer just to write us, you can do that too and send it to the same email address, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And we may be using your stories on Monday's show. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our general manager is Tom Michael. And our programming director is Paul Stribling. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you.